All right, Mike.
Yes.
10 minutes on the clock, please.
We don't trust that other one, so we're using digital for you
guys
today.
It actually works this time.
It will work. Yeah, here we go. Bang.
So let's start with a couple of things. First of all, we still have a free hotel night offer running at the Mandalay Bay.
Cool deal.
While supplies last, so it's not going to go be on forever. So sign up soon. Mm-hmm. That's worth like $250.
That's a good deal.
That's
so
a good
sign
deal.
Up quick, and you get the free hotel room.
Exactly.
Nice.
Also, we announced that on us, on Mix, you can go to the Shark Reef at Mandalay Bay for free.
Cool.
First come, first serve. So again, when you check in for registration on-site at Mix, make sure you go to the little desk that says Shark Reef on the Mix level.
Now, I didn't have a chance to do that last time, but it looks actually like it's pretty cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
I like your tweet, better get a bigger boat. Perfect for Shark Reef, yeah. Perfect.
And also, if anyone hasn't seen The Lion King,
that's there.
A 15% discount through Mix. That's the show that's at Mandalay Bay.
Yep,
the
so permanent. Easy to get to. You don't have to take a cab anywhere.
It's just
right downstairs.
Music.
Yep.
That's right.
Very cool.
So that's all the fun stuff. What about content?
What about content?
We're on sessions, content
so,
owners.
So, yeah, sessions. We're a little slower than we'd like to be on sessions, right? There's always this tension between releasing sessions early, like everyone would like, so they can do their planning. We understand that, and we get that feedback. Versus getting the freshest, newest, greatest content, which is always closer to the event. So there's this natural tension between the two. And we're a little behind where we'd like to be, I'll be honest with that.
But it's not just because you guys are sitting around twiddling your thumbs,
sitting around.
Right?
Actually, on our internal SharePoint site, right? John's on the content team, does a lot of content as well.
We use SharePoint.
Yeah, we use SharePoint a lot. That's a great internally to collaborate.
Let's blame it on SharePoint, yeah.
You guys are going to get me in trouble. So there's over 100 great sessions that are listed there. Not all of them may be published in this first wave, but we're going to publish quickly.
Soon.
Pretty soon. Okay. Thank you for your patience. I do appreciate it.
Yes, we hear the feedback coming soon.
Absolutely.
Okay, so with that, we do have a guest today, John Papa, who is actually one of our content owners, OfferMix, and a whole bunch of other stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
So first of all, you are a boot camp presenter.
Yes. I have to get it ready. Yes. Good reminder.
Oh, yeah, that.
Which boot camp is that?
The Silverlight Boot Camp. Mike Talty and I are doing a reprisal of our last year's boot camp. All new content, brand new stuff, all Silverlight 4 and 5 mixture, and it's going to be great. We're going to be giving away some free on-cue, the camera, from
Special
free
effects.
T-shirts at the boot camp. We have Mix on the front and Silverlight TV, a little gratuitous advertising.
Nice.
Love it.
Some other show that's on here. At Mix, and I've got hundreds of these to give away to my favorite boot camp attendees.
So. Sign up, only $350 for the whole day.
Nice deal. $350 t-shirt.
The value of a t-shirt at a conference, it's amazing.
So you're also working on a few other things.
Yes.
So without going into too much detail, which part of the content, other than obviously Silverlight, are you owning for Mix?
Basically anything around the Windows Phone, the Silverlight. We've got some Surface type stuff. We've got some Blend. We've got some... expression stuff. What else we got going on? SharePoint.
Yep, SharePoint.
since I'm making fun of the team today, I'll tell them we got SharePoint as well. But yeah, so there's a whole good stuff.
So that's the section that you're responsible for.
Yes. Yep.
And you're working with all the product groups on that and kind of negotiating and
good
stuff coming soon.
We have more good content than we have space, which
is
kind of really
actually
good.
The hard part, actually. Yeah. It's always that we have too much and narrowing it down. And that's actually kind of the delay often
it's,
is,
I mean, it's simple,
what do we cut?
Exactly. It's simple math. There's a certain number of time slots that we have. There's a certain number of rooms we have. That tells us how many we can do.
Yep.
And then we've got to split it up appropriately based on what's new, you know, what's news. What haven't we heard before? Yeah. What do we need to kind of fill in some
gaps?
It's
harder than you might think.
It's a lot of work, and John's been doing a great job balancing all that within his area.
Yeah, we won't have a lack of content, that's for sure.
That's true.
That is for
good
sure.
That's true.
And then in addition to all of that, you are hosting and putting on this open source fest.
Yes.
First time for Mix, right?
Ever at Mix.
Brand new, hopefully a recurring thing if it goes well.
So tell us all about it. What is it?
So open source fest, the idea is to get the community involved at Mix and to show them off. So instead of showing off, you know, here's our great new technologies that Microsoft has, we show off all the great new technologies that everybody else has
These
built.
Guys have done.
It's all of you. And it's free for you to register. If you're at Mix, you can send me an email. We'll put up a link on the site and send me an email. You can register for it and you can show off your open source projects. We've got things like MVVM Lite. We're going to have RavenDB. We're going to have all sorts of ASP.NET, JavaScript, Windows Phone, WPF, Silverlight, HTML. It's really good, and we're going to have everybody vote who's there in this really cool way, which we're not announcing yet.
Ooh.
We'll have a nice way where you all can come and you can vote. It'll be food, it'll be entertainment, and then the winners will get a nice trophy.
And this is Monday night, right?
Monday night is, boot camp night.
Yes, exactly.
So if you show up for the boot camps, you can basically stay around that evening and attend open source. Fest.
Exactly, and we've got, I think, 35 people registered for it to show off their open source so far. So
that's
really
great.
Good.
That's
so
great.
Why did you think this was a good idea to do this at Mix?
I just thought I hear a lot of feedback. I'm a community kind guy, and I hear a lot of feedback about, I'd like to be more involved, I'd like to do more, I'd like to get more chance to talk to the product teams and network with the other attendees. So I figured this would be a nice way everybody kind of show off what they have. There's no real presentation. It's more just a free-for-all. Mm-hmm. But it'd be a nice way to show off what they have and have them talk to us.
And how is it set up? It's set up like a...
5 minutes.
I forgot that this one beats it.
Just a reminder.
That was quick. So how's it set up? What's the character of it? I walk into this space. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing here? Because it's not get one of these people up on stage, show off their wares, then they get off the stage and the next person gets on. You've got better ideas than that.
Yeah, at least we hope so.
You hope you do, yeah.
We're going to have these highboy tables, basically, and everybody's going to be scattered around the room, all these open source projects, with the products up on the table and a sign to say where they are. And we're also going to have a tip jar, basically, on every table, too. So the tip jar is going to be basically how you vote.
Ooh.
So alluding to little teasers on that.
Nice.
And then people will be able to walk around and do it. We're going to make it difficult to walk through the room and not see all the open source as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also going to have a band there talking with a couple people to play some good music and maybe some different entertainment as well. But it should be a lot of fun.
So it's kind of, the way you describe it kind of sounds science fair-like.
Yes.
Hopefully not as dry as a science fair. But
I hope
not. You've got different areas that people can walk around to, interact. People can show off interactively what they've built and what they're doing.
Absolutely.
And this is all open source, right?
That's one
of your requirements is that it's all open source.
And I tried to make it as, I talked with legal, of course, and I made it as open as I could. Basically any project that has any relation to a Microsoft whatsoever. So PHP is open, you know, anything as long as it touches some way in shape or form. And you won't see any Microsoft projects there to vote on. So.
Right. So we've eliminated all the Microsoft stuff from us. This is all about the community,
exactly.
Basically.
And you can still sign up, right? It's not too late?
Yes, you have until March 18th, I believe, is when the cutoff was.
And
that's
quite a while.
Literally not a space issue. It's more of a logistics issue.
So you've still got room, but you've got a lot of projects so far.
Yep.
Earlier you get it in, the better chance you get it in.
If we get 100 people, we'll find room for 100.
Excellent. It sounds fun. And how long is it? Is it a 90-minute thing, two-hour thing?
It's 6 to 9.
Okay.
Although it's right after the boot camp, so we're kind of expecting a little stagger.
Got it.
People have to be fashionably late, of course.
Got it.
So everybody has to be.
But they'll be voting. They'll be winners. No reason for anyone not to submit if you have an open source project.
Food and drinks. And
drinks!
Entertainment. Jennifer's going to sing for us. So.
Absolutely.
Good.
So, John, what's your day job?
What's my day job? That's a good question.
You know?
Other than all this mixed stuff, what do you do on a daily basis?
These days, I'm a Silverlight evangelist. I do quite a bit with, I do the Silverlight TV show.
Mm-hmm.
I work a lot with the community and the product team to figure out how do we get what the customers want over to the product team and back and forth. So we kind of shape the Silverlight project.
That's good.
I should say.
Mm-hmm. Let's say I see your name all over the place.
Totally.
Yeah, totally.
That's because I have a lot of pizza joints, too.
Is that why?
Yes.
That's right. Papa's. Too good. So what kind of activities, I mean, in your day job, doing evangelism with those topics and technologies, what do you find yourself doing? I mean, is it speaking in front of groups? Is it going and visit companies? Is it talking at other events?
Yes.
What's the character of it? It's all that and more?
Yes. A lot of presentations, a lot of, like this week we had MVP Summit on campus.
Oh, okay.
So I did a lot with that. I do a lot of conferences. The external ones, the internal ones as well. I've got, I think, 5 coming up in the next 3 months.
Wow.
Do a lot of EBCs, I think we call them, where we get companies to come in here and they ask us questions about different technologies. My forte is more, not just Silverlight, it's the architecture stack.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to a lot of companies about how do you start from the bottom with SQL Server all the way up to the client end. And it's a lot of fun. I get to see a lot of cool projects, too.
And how did you arrive at this? I mean, what's kind of your background? What led you to this position in Microsoft?
Forced labor, but
forced labor.
I'm an indentured servant now. So I was a consultant for like 14 years on my own, and I love talking to the community and speaking. I've been doing the conference circuit. I've written like 11 books on different technologies.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt like the perfect opportunity for me to come here and do the same thing for somebody else, so I didn't have to do it all at night.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really cool opportunity here.
So technology's in your blood, basically.
Yes, I'm a geek.
Yeah.
I'm a geek.
You're a geek and you love the community, it's obvious.
I do, it's fun.
And you told me that Mix was one of your favorite conferences.
It's by far my favorite all time. That's not just because I'm on here with you.
But why? Why do you really like it?
Because I go to so many, I've been to hundreds of conferences, literally, and I've spoken at them, attended them. But at Mixed, it's different for me, especially in a Microsoft area where a lot of the conferences, it's we present to you, you know, Microsoft presents to the attendees, the attendees come and look, and it's very dry. People, you can tell when they walk around, it's they're kind of like, you know, I'm getting what I need. But at Mixed, it's so much more interactive. And when I always ask people at Mixed, you know, what was your favorite thing? It's not usually the sessions or anything like that. It's usually the talking to the people. I got to meet Scott Hanselman. I got to talk to Scott Goo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to talk to Jennifer Witzinger. You know, it's all these interactions. And that's what I love about it.
Yeah, and matter of fact, we hear that in the feedback. Whenever we do the surveys or the focus groups, one of the top things about Mix is, please keep it. It's funny, they say small and intimate, even though it's multi, there's many thousands of people there, but related to the huge conferences.
Yeah.
They like that intimacy. They love that they can run into folks in the hallway. there's just a lot of network and a lot of fun. And Jennifer, actually, in our core team meeting yesterday, came up with some ideas, I think, how the community can interact.
Yeah. Coming
it's soon.
Kind
of a TBD coming soon. But yeah, bringing community kind of to the conference and making it more of that 72-hour conversation
is
certainly all about Mix.
My wife actually comes, too.
That's even better.
She enjoys it.
And we're done.